gang.
Welcome back, you guys. Happy Sunday. Episode 69 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. How you guys doing? Nice to see you this Sunday. Hope you're doing great. What a day, huh? Hope you guys are having a lovely spring morning as well. So here we are, early April. And yeah, I'm doing great this morning. I just woke up. It's 7:10. I slept in, it's for me. So you'll have to excuse me as I get started here, as usual. But I feel extra slow this morning. I have nothing going on in my brain, which is pretty awesome, actually. That's one thing. You know, these last few weeks, months even, I would say, I have been doing awesome with my my constantly spinning brain. That's usually something that historically and traditionally, chronically even, has kept me sort of stressed and, you know, not sleeping and whatever. It seems like I've always had things on my mind to worry about. That's one of my main the impetus for me focusing so much on being present in the moment, being here now, and just taking it one step at a time and not being, you know, trying not to let myself get too anxious about things that are not here right now. And I got to say, these last few months, I've really been really present in the moment for the most part. And this week has been great for me. I think a lot of it has to do with maybe getting myself out of debt and finally kind of settling into this path. You know, it's been quite a few years of turmoil for me with my illness and trying to find my path. And then, you know, becoming zero carb is kind of stressful, obviously. The reason I started this was to talk about it. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm just kind of, I guess, maybe settling into this groove. And it's really evident in my mental. So, yeah, I don't have a lot going on in my brain right now. For better, for worse, but it feels good, you guys. I don't have much stress, and that's really nice. So, yeah, I had a great week. I've been pushing hard on the boats. I was down on the water a little bit. I've been mostly in shops and working quite a bit, which is great. It's springtime. Everyone needs new boats, and so we're building them. And I've got a lot of work right now. I did a lot of did a couple new big designs, and I'm juggling three builds and a little bit of service work, so I've been kind of hustling, which has been fine. I've been enjoying it. I just got a call yesterday from the smallest shop that we've got another boat to start this week, and I just had to reflect on how much I'm enjoying being well enough to be back in the shops and getting a little bit of socializing with some of the guys in there. And yeah, it's been great for me. So yeah, I had a great week. Real mundane, you know, just working away. I didn't really get around to doing almost anything else. And that's okay. So zero carb. So yeah, from a zero carb standpoint, I had a great week. I didn't have any difficulties. I might've had one night of an emergency restroom visit, but that's pretty normal. Only one night is pretty spectacular. Mostly just beef and water, as always. I did eat a little salmon this week. That was great. Did I stray anything? Didn't do anything else? I don't think I did anything else out of the ordinary. I've just been eating my ground beef. Excuse me. A little bit of ribeye bacon. And a little bit of salmon, and that's it. And I've been feeling quite well. I haven't had too much desire to stray. Haven't been eating as much. That's one thing that's been interesting. I did do OMAD, one meal a day, most of the week because I was working. And in an effort, well, I don't know. I'm going to say I sort of restricted, but not really. It's not that I restricted. I just can only cook so much on my grill at once. And on days when I do more than one meal a day, I'll usually cook twice because I can eat more than I can put on my grill generally in a day. But in this case, I would come home and just do one cooking session and I would just eat that. I did that probably 4 days this week. So I actually probably ate quite a bit less this week than I usually do. And I'm a bit hungry, but not terrible. I haven't been too physically active. I mean, I've been working a lot, but I haven't been doing my real hard workouts like I usually do and riding my bike and the things that I usually do that I think probably burn a lot more calories than just my average day to day and probably push my appetite up. So yeah, I've been doing one meal a day, probably about 2 pounds, a little more maybe a day of beef on those lighter days, and then still more like 3 or 4 pounds on my heavier days. Now remember, I cook the heck out of it, so those are raw weights, and a lot of that fat is rendered out. As a matter of fact, one of these days I'm going to show you my barbecue and the way I do that, because I've got a pretty cool setup these days, because I was making such a mess with all the fat, I finally figured out a way to get that to drain right into a bucket, and you know, I probably, the grill was out on the deck, it's now out there in the yard as it's starting to get into the dry season, I want to move it away from the house, but probably since it was on the deck since about October, and probably just in October, November, December, you know, however many months in the last 6 months or so, I think I rendered about, I don't know, like a few gallons of fat were in the bucket from the last time. So I lose quite a bit of fat when I cook. So I ate, like I said, about, you know, 2 or 3 pounds a day, mostly this week, a little more some days. And I've been feeling really good. I actually had some very good movements, bowel movements this week, which has been kind of not rare, but I expressed my frustration a few weeks ago with just sort of my continual stool that most people would take as a sign of illness. That's just how mine always looks. And I did a little better this week, so that felt good. I don't have much to share. I have been so busy with work. I haven't been online much, and I haven't been doing much else, really. So I'm not too tuned in. I do want to comment on a couple of comments I got, or not a couple, but I just wanted to, well, as always, just say thanks and all that. But Jackie Jam found me this last week after listening to podcasts, and I just wanted to comment on that. That was such a cool comment to get somebody who had been listening to podcasts and didn't realize that I'd been putting these on YouTube. So if anyone's out there just listening, these are all up weekly on YouTube under the same name, Zero Carb Journal. And so you can find them there and follow along there. And it's a good place to leave comments and communicate back and forth. I try to reply to the comments. I haven't been doing great at that this last few weeks as I've been working so much. Or actually, quite a while, I've been not doing so great. It seems like I only get back to YouTube when I'm about ready to put these videos up. So I'll try and do better at that. But at any rate, for anyone listening who hasn't found me on YouTube, I'm there on YouTube. And if you're watching on YouTube and you'd like to take me with you and you didn't realize, I am also putting these up on Apple and Google Play podcast listings, so you can download them and take them with you on the plane or whatever you want to do. So just wanted to touch on that. That was really cool to get Jackie's comment. Jackie, thanks so much for all your support and for listening so faithfully. I'm glad you finally found me and were able to leave me a message. So I don't have a whole lot to share. I've just been kind of plugging away here with regular work. I guess I'd like to share a little bit about my thoughts lately as I move, you know, into my third year, I guess, of zero carb. I guess I'm starting my third year, 2 years and change. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that I'm really settling into is just the idea that that this way of eating is just so natural and feels so right for me that I really, as you guys know, I really don't question it. As you guys know, I added bacon or tried some little things just to sort of spice it up a little bit, but for the most part, you know, I'm feeling so secure and confident that this is the right way for me to go moving forward, and I really haven't been feeling like branching out. I haven't been curious about science discussions or things like that like I was in the past. Seems like my body is really the best indicator for me, and I've really come to accept that and really sort of settled in. So I'm feeling a lot mellower these days about zero carb, and I think that probably is reflected in these podcasts, because I don't you know, I obviously am still analyzing things, but it just doesn't seem like I'm really analyzing and agonizing over the what ifs and all that as much as I was in the past. And that sort of comfort and settling into this way of eating sort of leads to me just, not giving it as much, introspection and spending as much time contemplating it. Which is great. You know, it feels really good. It makes for sort of a boring podcast, but I think it's something that that everyone, you know, can look forward to as you move forward with zero carb, because that is one of the most difficult things in the early days, is questioning everything, you know, the social aspects, all of the mental sort of stress of such a drastic change in eating and such a drastic reversal on our beliefs and really going against our whole paradigm, what we've been raised, you know, to believe. So that's quite stressful. And it's really interesting to sort of, as I go through time here, to sort of feel that fading away. And it's not so much inside. I mean, I still feel and like I have those questions, but as I sort of observe the way I, you know, present these podcasts and what I've been dealing with regards to zero carb, but each week I'm noticing that that's really fading into the background, that those, you know, concepts they're just becoming less and less of an issue in my life. You know, the ideas just what about, you know, the what ifs of the nutrition questions and the difficulties of the social questions. Now the social stuff, I'm not very social, so I don't have a lot of those pressures. I keep, you know, when I do read zero carb stuff, I realize, you know, I read everyone talk about the social stigma and how difficult it is socially. And I absolutely understand that. As you guys know, I've covered a lot of the social issues as they come up in my life. But I realize that my day to day is much easier, because I don't even have, you know, a single other person here that I have to manage their expectations or, you know, any social. I don't have to navigate any real social difficulties with this way of eating, except for, you know, once a year at Thanksgiving or whatever. So, it feels, you know, like that has faded a lot, but I imagine if I was out being much more social, that would still be sort of a constant. And in some ways it is, because in some ways, you know, that's one of the things that kind of keeps me here and from going out and from meeting people as I do. Like last night, I was like, oh, maybe I should go take myself out to dinner, but it wasn't even really social stress or social stigma. It was really more just, the only reason to go, that I would go out to dinner would be kind of to force myself to go out and be around people, because I actually would rather eat my own food here at home. You know, it's not a treat to go out to dinner so much. It is, the social part of it is a treat, but the meals aren't really a treat. I'm always compromising when I eat out, always, pretty much. Even I haven't splurged and gone to a really nice steakhouse or a Brazilian, you know, steakhouse or anything like that. I'd really like to. That might be a treat. But just normally going out to eat is kind of just compromising my food intake in order to be there with other people or whatever. So on my own, I don't tend to go out unless I'm really trying to force myself to go interact with people, or unless I'm outside of, you know, away from home on a trip or something. So I don't remember how we got there, but really it was just talking about social stuff and how, you know, it's true though. I haven't been feeling, and like I say, a lot of it's probably because I don't socialize, but haven't been feeling that weirdness that was so prevalent in the beginning and feeling like such an outsider. I mean, I still feel like an outsider. I am an outsider, but yeah, zero carb has become easier and less stress on my brain, less stress. Let's just leave it there. Yeah. Good morning. So it's almost 7:30 now. Looks like I've talked for long enough. Ooh, my battery's about to die too. So I think I'm going to wind it up there. Like I said, I don't have a whole lot rattling around in this old hollow head of mine, but can't tell you guys how much I appreciate you listening and watching, even when I don't have much to say. So your support has been awesome, you guys. I can't tell you how much it means, even just in the last podcast. And I think it was MB Farm Girl saying to just go ahead and continue. Saying her prayer for me was to that I continue to share because I do make a difference, was her point. And I really appreciate that, my friend. Thank you so much. I get all of your comments every week, and I am reminded, and I am very thankful. So I'm so grateful to all of you who do leave comments, and so grateful to all of you who don't. I'm so grateful and thankful for all of the support I get in listening and watching numbers. I know you're out there. And so MB Farm Girl, thank you for reminding me. All of you who do remind me every week, thank you. That these conversations are valuable. You know, it's valuable to me. The reflection and this time to stop and think about my path and, you know, be conscious of where I'm going and what I'm doing and not just sort of drifting down the path. It makes a big difference in my life. It does. I get done with these every week and I always feel grounded. I sit down, I write down my goals for the week and I just feel like I'm on track, and I want to thank you guys for that. And I do. I my biggest hope always, and the reason I'm here doing this is, you know, I hope that there's people out there that I can reach and make a difference in your life. If only it's just to say, hey, look, I'm doing it, you know, and I look healthy, I feel healthy, but I keep eating this way because if I don't keep eating this way, then I stop feeling healthy and I stop looking healthy and I go back into depression and all of my symptoms come back. And as crazy as it sounds, this crazy way of eating is the thing that makes the difference. And as easy as it is to fall off this path, I feel like this is so valuable every week to come in and do this. So, you know, hope some of you as well get some value, there. And, like I said last week, you know, my biggest hope and what brings me the most joy and what makes me feel the most valuable, what gives my life the most meaning right now is knowing that I'm, you know, that I can help people like my friends who probably wouldn't have tried this if I hadn't been so vocal, and who've had their lives changed. I mean, that just to me, it makes all this worthwhile. So thank you. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching and for your comments. We can just support each other through our experiences, right? And I know that whenever I hear someone else's experience on this way of eating and how it's changed their lives or made their lives better, I'm encouraged, you know, in my own journey. So I'm just going to keep sharing. And I really appreciate all you guys and all your support and listening and watching. I just can't tell you how much it means to me, what a difference you made in my life. So here we are, lovely, lovely day. Oh, by I didn't forget to tell you, just we had a huge, not huge, but we had a pretty big storm for the last, 36 hours or so. So this is a brand new, squeaky clean day after a whole lot of rain and wind. And it's been cold. It's kind of cold. It's like 36 out there right now. So we're just kind of turning the corner. And I'm really looking forward to this spring day. I have a day of resting planned after crawling around in metal boats. It really beats me up doing that. So I'm looking forward to just kind of chilling today and getting caught up on some eating probably and enjoying the sun. So I think that's enough for now, you guys. I am going to enjoy this day, maybe have a new baby calf. I haven't told you about that, but it looks like I got a calf on the doorstep here. So I'm hoping for that. And yeah, I'm just going to stick to my plan and go through the week. And I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I hope you're making progress. Hope you're staying the course. And if there's anything I can talk about or share with you that helps your progress, please let me know in the comments, and I'll do my best to cover that in a future episode. And yeah, hope you guys are doing great. Hope you're enjoying your zero-carb journey and staying on the path. So have a wonderful day. Have a great week, and I'll see you guys next time. All right, thanks so much for listening and watching, you guys. See ya.